A promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, senior high schools in the northern sector to reopen on Friday as government releases funds for bursaries and feeding grants. NPP criticizes government for opting for a foreign firm to deliver affordable housing project. Why Regional Police Command lacks female cells decades after its establishment? U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wins in 3 more states. And national under 20 and under 17 football teams play in friendly to mark 11 years of May 9th stadium disaster.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Senior high schools in the 3 regions of the north and parts of the Volta and Bonoafo regions are to reopen on Friday. The Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Parkalote, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana's Kingsley Obinchre on Behind the News. He said funds for bursaries and feeding grants have already been released by the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning for this term. Mr. Parkalote gave the assurance that the academic year will not be disrupted.
We have had assurance that all the outstanding monies owed the various senior high schools, especially the schools in the 3 northern regions by way of the government scholarship, especially the feeding grant, have been released. I think last Thursday, my minister had a call from the Minister of Finance that he has signed the feeding grant for the third term for all the senior high schools within the 3 northern regions and the upper reaches of the Volta and then the Bonga half region. Therefore, I, on the strength of that, I assure all the heads of our institutions in the second cycle institutions that they should be rest assured that all their outstandings will be paid. And therefore, on the strength of that again, I issued a statement that we appeal to them to make sure that they reopen the various schools by Friday, 11th. The normal classes will begin so that our school children or our students will not be unduly affected by this hardship.
Yeah, he just mentioned the creation of a food bank of some sort with a guarantee from government. Will you be exploring that alternative?
I listened to it at the tail end of his interview with you, and I think that's a laudable idea. To the nitty gritties of it, that we'll have to involve all stakeholders to explore other avenues.
Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Parkalote. The Northern Students' Union is not happy about the delay in the release of this term's feeding grants to the government-assisted senior high and technical schools in the north and parts of the Volta and Bonoafo regions. The union argues that such delays tend to widen the gap between the north and the south in terms of opportunities for academic progress. The president of the union, Abdul Karim, has therefore called for the establishment of a special fund to supplement the central government's grant. Mr. Karim spoke to Kingsley Obinchre.
This program was introduced over 40 years ago, and there is a need for us to take a second look at it and come up with the problem that the program is encountering, so that at least we will solve this problem once and for all.
Looking at how to handle the situation well, what message are you sending back to your people?
Everybody has a role to play, even as parents, especially those who are well-to-do. We at the Northern Students Union also think that instead of even sometimes always trying to get money and pay to schools to go and look for food to buy, the government or the secretariat can go into a contract with funding within the territory. And that would also be a way of even creating employment, such that these people will be responsible for what? Providing food to these schools. The issue of funds, when there is no funds, you can still have this problem being minimal, other than only trying to rely on capital cash.
President of the Northern Student Union, Abdul Karim, for his part, the president of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofurieje, emphasized the need to set up a food bank for the schools instead of always waiting for the release of funds.
The chunk of the money goes into the buying of food items. So is it possible for us to have a central point where some of these things could be distributed to the schools and then the government sort of ask us a security, whatever amount that is paid, given out to the school. And once the person knows, just as some of the projects that contractors do and then later on they are paid, I think something of the sort can be done because it's more of food items, the rice, the yam, the sugar. When we get all these things to the school, I think some of our problems will be solved.
President of the Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Samuel Ofurieje. The whole West Presbytery moderator of the EP Church, the Reverend Raphael Videka, has admonished Christians to eschew ethnicity and other divisive tendencies that do not augur well for the country's development. He appealed to the congregation to pray for the youth, since they need divine intervention, wisdom and empowerment from God. Reverend Videka made the call at the third Whole West Presbytery Synod of Savife Agopo in the whole municipality of the Volta region. It focused on strategic evangelism for sustainable development. We bring you a news desk report.
The whole West Presbytery is made up of 10 districts comprising 35 congregations. These include Kwede, Vane, Amedefe, and Saviate. The presbytery moderator, Reverend Raphael Videka, called on churches to support the government to help build a better nation. He called for peace, unity, and love as exhibited by Jesus Christ among mankind. He said that peace in the country should not be taken for granted since any untoward act could disturb it. He therefore called on political parties and their supporters to avoid all rancor and bitterness. In a sermon, the moderator of General Assembly, the Right Reverend Francis Amenu, appealed to churches to preach against the use of intemperate language and help to preserve the peace in the country. He also advised the clergy not to use their pulpits to support political parties as this could fuel conflict. Reverend Amenu challenged political leaders to compel their members to end the culture of insults that is creeping into the country's politics. They should put up behaviors that will promote peace and unity. He regretted that some politicians have drifted from the very tenets of democracy which they swore to defend. Reverend Amenu stated that freedom and peace are priceless gifts from God. Politicians therefore have an important duty to protect and preserve them. The Deputy Director of Intelligence and Special Services of Cocoa Board, Thomas Danjo, called on Ghanaians to repent since the end time is near.
A news desk report. A delegation from an international investment firm, Renaissance Group, yesterday called on the Vice President John Mahama at the Castle Lusu. The group, led by its Chief Executive Stephen Jennings, was in the castle to brief the vice president on plans to build two new cities in Asakai near Takoradi in the western region and Apollonia near Dodowa in the greater Accra region. The cities to be built will comprise residential, commercial, industrial and retail buildings. Pascalina Dadivo has this report.
Other facilities of the project will include schools, health facilities, water, road infrastructure, sewage and waste management. Vice President John Mahama welcomed the city development project, noting that Accra and other cities are becoming congested due to urbanization. He said Takoradi, for instance, will soon experience a population pool due to the fledgling oil industry. The Vice President assured the investor community to continue to have confidence in the economy and not to be discouraged by the political rhetoric and inflammatory statements currently prevailing in the country. Vice President John Mahama said government looks forward to July when the master plan of the cities will be launched for the project to begin in the fourth quarter of the year. The chief executive of the Renaissance Group, Stephen Jennings, said the company is currently working on the environmental impact assessment and infrastructure financing of the city's project. He said the company operates in many parts of the world, including Africa, and has invested about $200 billion in various projects.
Pascalina Dadevo. The MPP has described as a sad development government's effort to partner and support the Guma Company of South Africa to deliver 500 affordable housing units. A statement signed by the MPP's Director of Communications, Anakumia, said the resort to foreign companies is a slap in the face of capable Ghanaian industry and expertise, which is not only detrimental to Ghanaian enterprise, but also has many adverse national effects, such as repatriation of profits. The statement calls on the government to reconsider its housing development strategy to focus on tapping the local expertise and capacity that Ghanaian estate developers possess. The NPP says during its tenure in office, it partnered Ghanaian estate developers to deliver near completion 4,700 units of affordable housing at Botema Nungwa, Asokori Mampong, Bung, Kufobia and Tamale, and wondered why proposals by Greda to partner government has not been responded to since 2010. In spite of their diverse strategies in creating wealth for themselves and also improved their lives, small-scale farmers are the poorest due to challenges that hamper their progress. These include insecure and fragmented land holdings, high cost of inputs leading to low output, declining soil fertility, low access to financial services, and removal of subsidies have led to low productivity. This is why the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, in collaboration with Oxfam GB Ghana, is holding consultations with other stakeholders in three zones to develop a farmers manifesto to be incorporated in the manifestos of political parties. The first of such consultations has been held in Tamale for the Northern Zone. Radio Ghana's Teresa Togiri sat in and has found this report.
The manifesto will demand, among other issues, the need to address challenges that hamper the development of small-scale agriculture and food security through increased investment in that sector. The consultations will also be held in the middle and southern zones. Presenting a paper on making elections in Ghana work for smallholder producers, a farmer's manifesto, a board chairman of PFAG, John Akaribo, said the farmer's manifesto, to be launched later this year, will be used to engage key political parties to ensure that the voices and the aspirations of these smallholder farmers are incorporated in political party manifestos. He noted that the incorporation of the farmers' manifesto in that of the political parties will afford farmers the opportunity to hold political parties accountable on agricultural policies after elections. Mr. Akaribo said although there exist clear signals of government's intention to support investments in the smallholder subsector, there are no specific policy guidelines or schemes on how the subsector's development should be financed. He said the situation of food insecurity calls for rigorous investment in smallholder agriculture that will drive the economic development, reduce poverty, increase rural incomes and produce wealth creation. However, national, international and multilateral agriculture policies have failed to nurture agricultural opportunities for smallholder farmers. These policies have also often been skewed towards large-scale, capital-intensive export production. The national president of PFAG, Mohammed Adam Nashiru, expressed disappointment that farmers in the northern sector have started the planting without fertilizer because fertilizer subsidies have not yet been announced. He called on government to increase its investment in the agriculture sector in its national budget. Mr. Adam Nashiru took the opportunity to appeal to the electorate and Ghanaians as a whole to ensure peace before, during and after the December elections. This, he noted, is very critical because the smallholder farmer and families, especially women and children, are the most vulnerable when there is violence. There were solidarity messages from some representatives of political parties.
Teresa Togiri's report. Ghanaian music recorded for the advent of digital recording can now be easily accessed in a digital format. This is because the GBC has been able to digitize all gramophone records in its archives. Most of the music was recorded in the 1920s. To start with, 500 copies of CDs have been produced and will be distributed free of charge to schools, libraries and higher educational institutions. The project is being funded by the Foreign Affairs Department of the Federal Republic of Germany and the Center for World Music in Germany. Speaking ahead of the formal launch, the Deputy German Ambassador to Ghana, Thomas Wimmer, said the program is primarily designed to help developing countries build a sense of national identity by promoting intercultural dialogue between equal partners.
In the last 2 decades, BBC had a problem to preserve their huge amount of records that they have of everything that ran from the 1940s to the 1990s. Everything was on record, but the condition of the records was deteriorating. And just imagine if this huge treasure would have been lost or destroyed by time, then it would have been a major loss, not only for GBC, and not only for Ghana, but actually for all of West Africa, and if you want, for the world, this would have been lost. So that's why first phase project, Dr. Marcesta, came to help and assist GBC in preserving by digitizing those more than 60,000 records. Okay, we'll give you much more detail in a second. On behalf of the German Embassy, I can say we are very happy to be part of this project. And so one thing is that we really hope that the responsibility to protect this archive now goes, like, can be shifted to the Guinean side, that they take the responsibility and to see this preservation project as their own and develop it from here.
The project coordinator, Dr. Marcos Costa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Senior high schools in the northern sector to reopen on Friday as government releases fines for bursaries and feeding grants. NPP chastised government for opting for a foreign firm to deliver affordable housing project. Why Regional Police Command lacks female cells decades after its establishment? U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wins in 3 more states. And national under 20 and under 17 football teams play in a friendly to mark 11 years of May 9 stadium disaster.
Radio Ghana, the ultimate news reference. We are reliable. The world listens to our voice.
Welcome back. The Eastern Regional Minister Victor Smith has expressed government's readiness to deal with Fulani herdsmen who have taken the law into their hands and continue to destroy life and property belonging to some communities in the Kwewu East District of the region. He said government will not hesitate to deal with people behind such negative acts in the area. Mr. Smith announced this when he paid a working visit to the affected communities in the area. It's a report by our correspondent, Enoch Osaekisi.
The activities of Fulani herdsmen in the country has been a great challenge to successive government. Fulani herdsmen, who are mostly found in parts of Niger and Mali, started arriving in the country in the early 90s, with most of them settling around the Kwewu Hills and other parts of the country. Since then, most Ghanaian farmers have suffered a great deal in the hands of herdsmen. Some of them killed innocent people, whilst others raped women, mostly with impunity. 2 people, Abraham Joku, 25, and his father, Opinion Kofi Hotovi, 65, were recently killed by the herdsmen at Nkwadria near Abuam. The Eastern Regional Minister, Victor Smith, expressed worry about how their activities are destroying farmlands and water bodies in the region. He said government will do all it can to protect the lives of every Ghanaian. Mr. Smith also charged Ghanaians who collaborate with the Fulanis to destroy people's property because of money to desist from the practice. The DCE for Kwewu East, Samuel Asamoa, said government will continue to provide 24-hour security to the affected villages to ensure the safety of the people.
That report was filed by correspondent Henoch Osaekisi. The Wa Regional Police Command, since its establishment decades ago, still has no female cells to accommodate inmates. As a result, females on remand have to be transported from Jrapa and Tamale to undergo court proceedings in Wa. Apart from this, the male cells and the charge office are congested. This came to light when the regional minister, Alhaji Aminu Suleimana, interacted with officers of the Regional Police Service as part of his 3-day familiarization tour of the various security service. Our Upper West Regional correspondent, William Owusu-Boateng, has sent this report.
A 3-day working visit enabled the regional minister to acquaint himself with the operations and working conditions of various state institutions and departments in the region. At the regional police headquarters, the deputy commander, ACP Ampofuduku, called for more police vehicles so that they can conduct their operations effectively. He said the command has 32 vehicles, out of which only 18 are functional. ACP Ampofuduku appealed to authorities to to expedite action on the construction of the new regional police headquarters. The regional minister, Alhaji Sulemana, commended personnel of the regional police command for working assiduously in making the region one of the most peaceful in the country. Alhaji Sulemana encouraged the police to ensure stringent enforcement of the law without fear or favor. At the regional fire service command, the regional minister was welcomed by the acting fire commander, Divisional Officer Ebenezer Amega. He briefed the gathering on the core duties of the service as well as the challenges affecting fire combat in the region. Divisional Officer Amega announced that last year, the region recorded a total of 145 fire outbreaks consisting of domestic, rural, vehicular, and industrial fires. He called for the construction of additional fire hydrants to enhance effective firefighting.
That was Upper West Regional Correspondent William Usubatin's report. The Liberian farmer Alfred Collins, who trafficked an 11-year-old boy from Liberia into the country to sell, has been convicted by the Accra Circuit Court. The court, however, deferred his sentence until the 15th of this month, while the victim is to be sent to the Osu Children's Home until his parents are located. Alfred, on his arrest, was on his way to cash a check for 30,600 CDs being payment for the sale of the victim. The facts presented in court indicate that Alfred and the victim's parents are close associates in Liberia. Alfred confided in his Nigerian friend, also resident in Liberia, of his intention to sell the boy and use the proceeds for business. Based on this, the Nigerian directed him to Ghana to meet someone who engages in that business. On his arrival, he realized that he had been deceived, so he visited another Liberian at the Buduburem camp, who also directed him to another Ghanaian who feigned interest. The two negotiated for an amount of $18,000. The Ghanaian issued a check for payment while alerting the police who arrested Alfred. Two traders in Accra have each been sentenced to 6 years imprisonment for conspiracy and stealing by the circuit court presided over by Justice Audrey Kokuvite. Charles Kofi, alias Ankra, and Michael Odoi are members of a four-man gang involved in stealing in early January at the UTC traffic light. The two pleaded guilty. Other members of the group, Niyama and Oku, are yet to be arrested. The group forcibly snatched the handbag of a fellow trader, Fati Issa, at the UTC traffic light when Ankra baited the trader by scratching her car with a bread knife. This took Fati's attention away while the others opened her car and took away her bag. The bag contained 1,400 Ghana CDs, 60 euros and a mobile phone. Luck eluded Ankra when the police night patrol team emerged on the scene and pursued them. The other three managed to escape. Michael Odoi was later contacted by Fati and pleaded with him to return the bag. He agreed but stated categorically that he found only 500 Ghana CDs and had taken it. The remaining 900 CDs, 60 euros, and the mobile phone were concealed in other documents in the bag and were retrieved intact. Michael Odoi was arrested at Odoko in mid-January. Now to the Foreign Fund. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has swept primary elections in three more states, moving him even closer to becoming the nominee to run against President Barack Obama in November. Mitt Romney now has more than 900 delegates after wins in Indiana, North Carolina, and West Virginia. The former Massachusetts governor needs 1,144 delegates to clinch his party's nomination and earn the chance to face the Democratic incumbent. The Indiana primary Republican Senator Richard Lugar lost his bid to run for re-election in a state he has represented for more than three decades. In a statement, President Obama recognized Senator Lugar for his distinguished service and praised his work across party lines in an effort to secure the world's most dangerous weapons. The prospective suicide attacker in a foiled underwear bomb plot in the U.S. is reported to be a double agent. U.S. officials say the person dispatched by Yemen-based Al-Qaeda to attack a U.S.-bound plane has infiltrated the group. In an apparent intelligence coup, the agent left Yemen with a device and delivered it to the CIA. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says it is sending military trainers back to Yemen to help counter Al-Qaeda militants. Reports say the prospective bomber has been recruited by Saudi Arabia's intelligence agency and sent to Yemen, where he infiltrated the militant's cell. Portugal has taken austerity measures to a new level with the decision to scrap four of its 14 public holidays. Two religious festivals and two other public holidays will be suspended for 5 years from next year. The 4 days affected are All Saints' Day on November 1, Corpus Christi, which falls on 60 days after Easter, October 5, which commemorates the formation of the Portuguese Republic in 1910, and December 1, which marks Portuguese independence from Spanish rule in 1640. Portugal has already cut public sector wages and raised taxes to reduce its budget deficit and deal with its economic crisis. It is hoped the suspension of the public holidays will improve competitiveness and boost economic activity. The male national under 20 and under 17 football teams will play in a friendly football match today to commemorate the 11th anniversary of the May 9th stadium disaster that struck Ghana football. A Ghana Football Association statement says the match between the Black Satellites and Black Starlets will kick off at 3 p.m. at the Accra Sports Stadium. Every year since the tragic incident in 2001, the football family gathers at the site of the scene at the Accra Sports Stadium to pay their last respects to the 126 people who died there. Ghana recorded Africa's worst football tragedy when 126 football fans were crushed to death after a stampede broke out in one of the stands at the stadium after a league game between rivals Accra Hatsofuk and Kumasi Asante Kotoko. To end the news, the main points again. Senior high schools in the northern sector to reopen on Friday as government releases funds for bursaries and feeding grants. NPP criticizes government for opting for a foreign firm to deliver affordable housing projects. The Wa Regional Police Command says its establishment decades ago still does not have female cells to accommodate inmates. This came to light when the regional minister, Alhaji Aminu Sulemana, interacted with officers of the Regional Police Service as part of his 3-day familiarization tour of various security services. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has swept primary elections in 3 more states, moving him even closer to becoming the nominee to run against President Barack Obama in November. And the male national under 20 and under 17 teams will play in friendly football match today to commemorate the 11th anniversary of the May 9 stadium disaster that struck Ghana football. A Ghana Football Association statement says the match between the Black Satellites and Black Starlets will kick off at 3 p.m. at the Accra Sports Stadium. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.